Yesterday we talked about Rabbi Kivega's Kasha, that somebody who makes a shliach to give a shtar shichur to an eved, l'chayr is being over on Leilam Ben Havaydu, and hayayis that's an isser d'araisa, it's a maestra avera, so we should say ein shliach l'dvar avera. And the whole hechatimsa, the whole concept of sending the shliach to give a get shifer to an Kanani should not work. This was the difficulty. This is the kasha that Rabbi Kivega asked yesterday. We got into our whole discussion about the Leib Yehuda's Chiddush, but when we turned back to Rabbi Kivega's kasha, I think we only had two mahalchim. We only had two choices in how to answer the kasha. Either Rabbi Kivega's kasha, or Rabbi Kivega's teretz, which Rabbi Yehuda seems to hold of, which is that our mission is talking in a case where there was a heter to be meshachar the eved, either that it was a case of a dvar mitzvah, or that it was a case of the person had some profit in it for him, so he had some reason, some personal benefits in being Meshachar, and we said that the Ran says that you're allowed to be Meshachar under such circumstances. That was the teretz of Rabbi Kivega. We had a problem that's not the Mashmois of Taisvis. It's not really the Mashmois of Taisvis Shemamina either. You know, in Taisvis Shemamina, Taisvis the Ovid Leinayach Nafshei. He has some type of a small benefit. It doesn't sound like he's getting money for it. But this is Rabbi Kivega's teretz anyhow, even though in Taisvis it's not so Mashmah that way, but that was one mahalach, Rabbi Kivega's mahalach. The other mahalach was this Rabbi Yitzchak Horowitz, the Shitas of the Hanasivis, which is to say that Taka will say it's a Dvar Avera, and there's a rule of Eishvech with Dvar Avera, and the Einish doesn't go to the Adin, but the Chalais he held is Chal. So therefore, it's not Shrein the Mishnah, it's Takash, it's Taked Vayavera, the Chalais is not Chal. Now that Teretz, as I mentioned yesterday, is not true according to Reif Paiskin. Because, except for the Nesivis, and maybe the Nach Nefrayim, just about everybody else disagrees. This morning I saw Pnei Yeshua also, that says like the Negev Yehuda. So, most Paiskim hold that Eishlech Advar Avera is knocking the Chalais also. So it comes out, really, we only had two Terutzim yesterday. Neither of the two Terutzim is totally satisfying, because the second Teretz is the Ma'asim Nebi who disagrees with. The first Teretz is that signed the Mishnah Dafka by Advar Mitzvah, it's getting money, it's a little bit of a Teichik, it's a Teretz, but it's not so satisfying. So there's a third Mahalach, or Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. I saw this in the Ha'aris in the back, in the Lakutei Ha'aris on the night of Yehuda. He says a very nice parrots, but actually Magdim in the Sivis. The Sivis that we will bump into a couple of times. There's a halacha by Hilchis Gitei Noshim that Tli Gitech Me'algabi Karka does not work. Again, Isha needs a Nesina. You have to give it to the woman, or at least put it into her chasid. But if you're standing out in the street, and you say, Tli Gitech Me'agabi Karka, pick up your get from on the floor, Tli Gitech Me'agabi Karka does not work by Gitei Nashim. The Nesivis holds that by Shichur Eved, it does work. The Sina says that by Gitei Noshim, where there's a halacha v'nasan biyada, it doesn't work. Tli Gitech Me'agabi Karka. But by Get Shichur, it does work. His rayas, we'll get to. But that's the Shitas on the Sinas. What? So we're going to have to know, even though generally we're makish the two, why should it be different that Shichur shouldn't need in the Sina? We'll have to understand why. But Lamaisa, that's his shita. It's going to be a Torah's kit, and we're going to have here in this sugya, and it's in the Nesivis. The Tli Gitech Me'agabi Karka works by Ishtasha in Ken. So he says a very nice chat. Let's say I make a shliach to be mishacher my eved. I take a shtash shecher, I give it to a shliach, and the shliach goes and gives it to the eved. And later it turns out that the shlichus was not a good shlichus. For any reason. Because I shlich l'varavera, like we're saying. Well, even let's say I sent it with a guy. I made a guy a shliach to give a shtash shecher to my eved. And later I realize, ain't shlichus l'atum, it doesn't work. So Pashas, I would think, is not a good shtash shecher. Zatayin Yitzchak, it's Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, he says it would work. Because a taka doesn't work b'tayra shlichus. But it's no worse than tligitech ma'agabi karka. If I threw it on the floor and I told David to pick it up, it would work. So if I give it to a guy, and the guy gives it to him, it's no worse, the guy is not worse than a piece of karka. So even though dine shlichus may not hold true, but lemaisa, he did get it from the, he did get it, even though he didn't get it from a shliach. Lemaisa, he got it. So it would be mishukher. So what? He thinks it's working. He's sending it to him through. He thinks it's going to work. He thinks it works. He sends it because he thinks it works. Later, he realized that he made a mistake. He sent with a guy. So he'd say that since Peshas Maisa, he meant it seriously. Assuming he meant it seriously, it worked. So he says the same thing in our Mishnah. You sent it with a yid. I ain't shliach l'dvar aveira, so machinah. Ain't shliach l'dvar aveira, shlichus is batal. But even if the din shlichus is batal, it's no worse than if you pick up the get me agave karka. And it would work. And then, chazara, which is not a problem, it would work according to, I mean, in the case of shlichus, it would work. In the case of tefiyah, it would also, because tefiyah still shouldn't work. Okay, I have to add another connection. Right. Alright, this explains why shlichus would work. This explains why shlichus with a shlichus would work, even if a shlichus would work.
I am about the shlichus.
You can't be about the shlichus. I guess you can just be about the shlichus. Right. I can be about the shlichus.
Okay.
How are you about the shlichus? If I own the shlichus. And I put it on the karka for the other person to take. And then I change my mind. I could be marked it. I don't want to be kind of it. If it's not kind of it, then don't mind. Let it go free. Then I can't pay the station to be kind of it. So this is the third teretz. At least this one answers in the case of shlichus. There's one more, I'll call it one more teretz. According to the, in the Chachamim, hold chia. This Rabbi Akiva Eiger himself mentions, although he has a kash on it, which we'll get to, but he says one more teretz. He says, in the case of chia, what happened? I give a shtar shefer to a shliach, and he's zaycha for the eved. Right? Who's Iver and Aveira? If a man gives his eved Kanani Yishtar Shefer, who's the one doing the eved? The Adon. The eved's not doing an Aveira, eved's allowed to go free. The eved's not over anything by taking it. If you hold that, like the Chachamim, that Yishtar Shefer is a schus, who is the shliach a shliach for? Who's he really a shliach for? I go over to someone, I say, I want you to be my shliach, take the shtar shecher to my eved. So he takes it, and he's zaycha for the eved. So who is he really being a shliach for? Zechia means, he's a shliach for the eved. There's no aveira in being a shliach for the eved. To be a shliach for the adam, to free him, that's a ma'aseh aveira. To be a shliach for the eved, to be makabel, that's not an aveira. What? Rabbi Akiva himself, right? He says this in his first Bakuda. So he feels a kash any time in Eved is makabel shtar. How can you makabel shtar? It's either it's the kash. But lemaisa the Eved certainly through makabel shashukar, and so therefore, really, I'm only a shliach for the Eved. Now this answer is according to the Chachamim, who hold it works for Teres Chia. Like Remeir, that holds it's not a schus, this teres wouldn't work. It's not to come on to this Lohanan teres. But in the Chachamim, this is another Mahalach.
How does it work? The
It's a good question. How does it work? Something that probably will get to tomorrow. How exactly this when this change is over? But the way Rabbi Kivager understands, he's never a shliach v'halacha. He's immediately makabalit for the Eved, so he doesn't have to be a shliach for the Adin. Even if he has a mind to be a shliach for the Adin, that doesn't work because it's a dvar avera. But who cares? I could be a shliach for the makabalit.
There's no such thing as shliach
v'kabalah. There's always shliach v'kabalah. It comes out with the schus, it's straight shliach v'kabalah, at least according to this explanation. That's Rabbi Kivager. That Zachar Ma'adim Shalai B'Fanav means that you don't have to make a Mishleya. Zachar Ma'adim Shalai B'Fanav, but how does that? Excuse me? We have a shiffer. He has to know about it. It's a schluss, it's a schluss. That's the whole chiddush of the Chachamim. Okay, now there's still, of course, other protein to straighten out. In the meantime, let's start the Gemara. To get back to Pesach also. But let's first see this Sugis HaGemara, which is also above Metzia, Daf Yud, Yud Aleph, very excited to speak of Gemara. Yosef Rachuna Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Kameid Rav Yirmiya. So it seems Rav Yirmiya was the Rebbe, and Rachuna Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef would have come with him. The Yosef Rav Yirmiya come in Amnim. A change. The Rebbe was the one falling asleep. Yosef Rachuna v'Kama. So Rachuna was talking, and he said, "Shema mina midrabana, hatefes lebachay kana." Amleir Yitzchak, Yosef, el makim shachar v'achayu. Amleir. So they had this discussion of tefes lebachay. What does it mean, makim shachar v'achayu? If I'm tefes, Reuven owes money to two people. I'm not one of them. I go and I grab on behalf of my friend. Reuven owes $1,000 to each of two people. And he only has $1,000. So I go, I want to make sure my friend gets paid. So I grab the $1,000 on behalf of my friend. It's a schus of my friend, and I get paid. So I want to grab for him. So it's Chav L'Achrini. Who's the Achrini? Achrini is the other Malva, right? That's called Chav L'Achrini. Now let's say, so what the Gemara is going to say, that doesn't work. Let's say there would be no other Malva. There's a Leiva. He owes money only to one person. He owes him $1,000. He has $1,000. I grab. Does that work? That works. Is it Chav L'Achrini? No. Is it Chav L'Achrini on the... Why is it Chav L'Achrini on the Leiva? The Leiva's out $1,000. It's not his money. He owes it, right? So that I think we'll all accept as a starting point. If he owes him $1,000 and I grab it, I make him lose $1,000, he's supposed to lose $1,000. He has to pay. I'm really doing him a favor. I'm paying his pay for him. So that's the Chav L'Achrini is only where it's the third party. Okay, that's Jack. So Zakti Gemara, the Hachi Istar Bahu Rav Yirmiya Amalahu Dardiki. He told them, my children, Hachi Yom Rav Yech. Harteifeis Lepal Chai V'makam Shav L'Achrei L'Acheirim Leikana. That really tfisa does not help a makom shachav l'acheru. Then time mishna seinu, I in our mishnah it helps. You can be kind of for the eved. Kolayim etenu, kolayim esludami. We have this lashon, this concept of tenu kesu, which also we're going to have to spend some time on. But in the meantime, let's just spend time on hatayfes l'bachayv, the makom shachav l'acheru makom. Halach psuka, this is the way we pass in. You can't do someone a favor if it's someone else's chayv. Hatayfes l'bachayv, makom shachav l'acheru makom. So what happens if you walk in the street and there's a metziah in the street? Something is lost and you pick it up for someone else, I might be a mitzia lechaveray. That's a din. So there, kana chaver. Right? If there's a mitzia in the street, so then I could be zaych of someone else. I might be a mitzia lechaveray, kana chaver. Why is it? I have lachrini. Now no one else could find it. Till now, anybody else could have found it.
It wasn't designated,
so right now, if I don't pick this up, someone else is going to find it. But now, if I'm going to pick it up for my friend, I'm doing my friend a favor. I'm making someone else lose.
I take myself along.
Okay, so the, what? So here they're also equal. By chayiv, they're also two equal people. I'm being zecha for one. Being equal is not enough. So I'm being chayiv to someone else. You can't do one person a favor and someone else is chayiv. Therefore, okay, you're saying a little different than what you do. Okay, so Taisvis above Mitzia says Migul Dezachi Lenafshe Zachi Namilachave. A Mitzia is different because since you can take it for yourself, that's not called Chav Lachrini. But why not take it for myself? So the fact that I'm choosing to take it for someone else instead of taking it for myself, that's not Chav Lachrini. Because I have a Migul, I can take it for myself. You also wouldn't get it. So I can take it for somebody else. The Ramban in Bav Metzia has a different hesber. The Ramban's hesber is that the only time you say chav lachrini, chav means you cause someone a loss. Chav, what is the word chav? Schus is a gain, chav is a loss. If I cause someone else a loss, I can't do one person a favor and cause someone else a loss. By Metzia, I'm not causing anyone a loss. I'm causing someone the niyas harevach. I'm preventing him from making money, from gaining money. By the niyas harevach, we don't say chav lachrini. The only time we say this, the start of chav lachrini, is if someone else is going to lose something. Someone else is owed money. He's owed money, and the loiv only has $1,000, and I'm grabbing it, now he won't get it. So he has a loss. He's owed $1,000, and he's not going to be able to collect money which he's already entitled to.
But it's the same thing as the person who's entitled to pick up something from the street.
He's entitled to pick up.
He never had it blue.
It's not something he has that he's entitled to.
And the money also, somebody else takes that. But what is he losing? Why did he lose it?
It's a where there the person's owed $1,000. He has a right to the $1,000. Now, if I might take it away, he's not going to get it. That's what he has a right to. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. I don't know. He has a right to it today. One, I'm a nea rebbe from someone. He's just not going to make money on it. That's not called chav lachrini.
He's not going to get the money that he knows.
But that's money he's entitled to, and this is money that will be pure profit. Anybody else see the chilek? The Ramban chilek. I guess Tosfos agrees with you, but I hear the Ramban very well. Chav lachrini means I can't do you a favor if I'm causing someone else a loss. If it's no one else having a loss, they're just not having a gain. That's what I would think. Who says they're going to get money later? Who says they get money later? If somebody owes me money, I have a right to the money today. I don't want the money later, I want it now. Who says I'm never going to get it from him? If the man has a lot of money, lachinami. But if it's all he has, it's chavachini. Okay. So Tutcherutzen, we have Tysus Teretz, the Ramban's Teretz. Lahalacha, we pass in like Tysus. However, Pesach Tshuva brings in Cheshir Mishpat that a person has a right to say kimli like the Ramban. The concept of kimli, that in dini momin hamaisi mechaver al avarai. If someone is a muzik, he has a right to say kimli like the Ramban, because the Ramban is not a das yachid. So a muzik could be semech on the Ramban as well. So what would be enough gemina? let's say they're giving out something for, let's say someone is giving out a promotion, they're giving something out for free, but it's only one to a family. Okay, give us a free one to a family. So when I go, I get one for myself, I already get one for my sister, and I get one for my neighbor, and I get one for my cousin. So I want to take for others. So would I have a right to take? So we'd be talking about like this. Quite a tais this. It doesn't work. Because I need to be able to say, Nigu de zachi l'nash, zachi l'chav. I can't take it for myself. It's only entitled to one. So now I can't take for anybody else either. According to Tyson, I would not be permitted to take.
You said that's the first one. The first one, you could be kind of to your sister, because I could be kind to myself.
Right.
Now it's kind of to the sister.
Can't do it again. It's the second one.
I do it for the neighbor. The neighbor is kind of to yourself, you're kind of to me.
So keep on doing it, each one. I hear. I'm not sure what the answer to that is, but let's say you already took one for yourself. That's the only case I could think of. You already took one for yourself. Now you want to take one for your mom. So, according to Tosfos, you couldn't, Pashas, you couldn't do it. According to the Ramban, you could. Because the other people are just not gaining. It's just not gaining.
What happens with the ones, the other ones,
the
ones
you're a Gazlan? Sure, Gazlan?
Let's say he takes 5 minutes.
Sure, Gazlan, yeah. Sure, Gazlan from the person giving it out. He's not giving, he only gives people wishes to take one. He does case, said one, I'm talking a case, so he's only giving out one per family.
Why
But everyone agrees in Mitzvah to take the Gemara. They could be Mabia Tzila Chavera. So, as Saitai says, the Ramban have to agree with that Gemara. So, Mabia Tzila Chavera definitely is good. The question is why? You're saying the reason maybe it's a suffix if anybody else will ever find it. And by Chayiv, is it a suffix that if he owes money to Reuven Hashem, I grant for Reuven. If I don't grant for Reuven, who says that Shimon will get it? Maybe the life will give it to Reuven anyway. And maybe the life will spend it. I guess it's always really, there's always this answer. So that's interesting. There's a tshuva, Rav Weinfeld from Flatbush had a father, Oliver Shalom. Rav Avraham Weinfeld, who wrote a few tshuva svarim. So he has a tshuva on grabbing seat, saving seats for other people. Go to a shiur. You want to save a seat for someone else. So he has a tshuva which they printed in the Chachmei Leiv, I guess on Bar Mitzvah, or maybe on Gittin, where he says, it's totally in this machlokes, the Ramban and Tosfos. You go to a shiur and you save a seat for yourself, now you want to save a seat for someone else. So, are you allowed to do that? Who are you? So, 1 second. According to Tosfos, there's no bigger than Zachel and Nafshek. For yourself, you can only take one seat. So, there's no bigger than Zachel and Nafshek, Zachel and Chavek. According to the Ramban, what should be? According to Ramban, is this the Nias HaRevach, or is it taking something that he's entitled to? Well, hard to know. Huh? So again, according to Tosfos, you can't allow to do it. According to the Ramban, that's a story. Okay. He'll for sure get a seat. It's not a good seat. So it's Miyasa Revach, or he's already entitled to the seat. As long as he gets no seat, he'll stay in the back. I don't know, that's so hard to know. Is it Miyasa Revach? Is that Miyasa Revach? How do you look at it? What? So I'll tell you Rabbi Reuven, see if it has a shaykhus, I'm not sure. Huh? What? Huh? There's a Reuven. Reuven has a cash. Reuven says, what's Ramban talking about? Ramban says, Menias HaRevach is mutter. Look at the next case in the Gemara. Mishalikah tesapeya. The Gemara talks about grabbing payah for someone else. So what's the case? That a balabayis ashir is grabbing the payah for his favorite on. So we say that you're not allowed to do that. You can't grab from him. If you hold the makom dechav achrini is no good. So you can't grab payah for it. So one second. So bishlam alay taisvis. Make sense? I can't grab payah. Why can't I grab payah for him? Why is payah different than a mitzia? Because there's no bigud there's nothing in Asher. One ani can take a grab for another ani. But an Asher can't grab for an ani. A Babayis can't grab for an ani because he can't take for himself. So since he can't take for himself, so like Taisus is very good. But like the Ramban, according to the Ramban, by the Nias HaRevach, the Ramban says, there's no chasarin of Taisus HaBachayim, no chashachav v'achrini. So according to the Ramban, it's not shver. Why can't you grab payah for someone else? It's only Nias HaRevach, it's not chashachav v'achrini. Or your eyes being Menei HaRevach.
Did you say the Peter of Elizabeth said that there is a view?
Why?
Because you can be mocked for everything, and you can be financed.
So you have to be Zachlun Asher.
Yes. Still upon the face, sir.
According to... Oh, you have an ego, then you don't have an ego to Zachamash. That's why Rebeloza holds Zachalai. So it's very good. Rebeloza is whatever reason the Chum don't agree with, the Chum would agree if you're Machia Nechas, they'd agree. Because now you're not Machia Nechas, you don't have an ego to Zachamash. The Kashi is like the Ramban. The Kashi is like the Ramban. According to the Ramban, it's of Shrer, it's only Menias HaRevach. So yes, it's Menias HaRevach, it should be motorized. It should be a lot of grief for someone else. It should be like a mitzvah.
Huh?
Am I making someone else lose, or is it Menias HaRevach? Okay, so you start to say. So Rav Ruvein says that Peya is considered the property of all the Aniyim, like Mamayna Shal Aniyim. I think there's a riot to that from the Gemara Neil Matzias, that says that the Aniyim have to be in the Ayish. And once the Aniyim are in the Ayish, Ashirim could take. There's a Lashon Yish. Yish implies that it's theirs. It's in the Ayish. That it belongs to all of them. Now, they don't all own it in the sense that they can't say it's mine unless they come and get it. But it belongs to the Shevet Shel Aniyim. That means it belongs to the body of Aniyim. Everybody has a schus in it. And it's like between them that whoever gets it, gets it. But it really belongs to the whole group. That's how Reb Ruvein says. Reb Ruvein is saying that when did Ramban say his thing by something that's Menias HaRevach totally, but something that you already have a shaykhus to, somebody already have a shaykhus, that's a different story. So it could be a submission of Daflam, it's not a problem with submission of Daflam. I was just thinking, this Reb Ruvein, is it the same thing with all the seats in the classroom? All the seats in the Beis Medrash? Who do they belong to? Who do they belong to? Right, sometimes you have a privately owned shul, Balbas, the Rav in the shul owns it, so it's his. But if you have a tzibur dikur shul, who owns the seats in the shul? Nobody owns it. It's not Balbas. It belongs to the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. Whoever comes to learn, comes to learn. It could be such a thing as a makom kavua. It could be the tzibur has rules. Let's say you have an open shir. Anybody could come. So maybe that would also be Menias HaRevach. I have a right to a seat in the shir. I have a right, just like everybody else has a right. Is that different than the payah for the aniyim? I think it's different than the
aniyim.
Isn't this the same?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's say parking places. That would be an example. Let's say parking places. I'm looking for a parking place. My chavrus is looking for a parking place. So I find two places, one after the other. So I park mine, and then I go stand in the other one. So someone else comes. He says, I say, no, I was there for my friend. So he says, what do you mean? It's chav lachrini. So I'm looking for chav lachrini. You simply just stand there. You're kind of, no? You stand down the arms. Kind of. So he says, what do you mean? You're being chav lachrini. So who's right? What? case where everyone's equal, but remember, the Ramban said that if it's Minias a Revach, then I could grab, but if I'm taking away, if it's a Chayiv, I can't grab. So, alright, so let's assume, I mean, you're just saying there's a need of a Zachal and Afshay, the parking place. Let's say I'm talking about your Ramban. Let's forget the Zachal and Afshay. Like the Ramban, is that Minias HaRevach if I take away someone's parking place, or is it something he's entitled to? I would think it's something he's entitled to. He's a member of the city. He's entitled to a parking place. It's not Minias HaRevach.
Not that one.
Well, it's something to Ami and the Peyo. Not that piece of Peyo, but it belongs to everybody, and whoever comes gets it. I would think parking place is the same thing. How's it set up? What's a simta? A simta is a Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, where whoever comes is allowed to put their kelim there.
So
I park your car. Now I'm being zeichet, it's for him to park his car there. You have to park a car to be zeichet.
Yeah, otherwise you
know. No, stand there. People, the garbage dumpster's there, and people put the. Alright, I'm not gonna. Right, we'll leave it at this. It's interesting. The whole Lidain is an interesting Lidain. Alright, but Lamaisa, these are all halachas. Alright, what are we coming away with? The Mitzia could pick up for someone else. Chayv, you cannot. And the Machlokes Rashi, the Taisus and the Rambam. It's one Machlokes. There's another Machlokes, and that is Taisus Dibra Maslach and Taisus Labachayv. Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Rashi holds that if you make someone a Shliach to be Taisus for you, then of course it works. Luchashon Kamaisa. If I make someone my Shliach to grab for me, then it works. Our Gemara is talking here. Somebody's coming to be a nice guy and be like, but if I make someone a shliach, so shliach a shulchan shalom kabaisa, yada yarifta, how do you explain it? And then it does work. So if I make someone a shliach to grab a seat for me, I make someone a shliach to grab a parking place, I make someone a shliach to grab money for a chayiv, Rashi Shita, Rashi won't find here, it's Rashi Bav Mitzia, that Rashi holds that even if it's Kav Lachrini, just like I could do it myself, I could make a shliach to do it for me, he's like me. So I could do it myself, I could do it through a shliach. Why? What's the hesber of the difference? What do you mean? It's season have business. Okay, what's the hezber in Rashi? Why Kriya doesn't work and Shlichus does work? There's a certain amount of discussion of this. It just seems that the understanding of Kriya, Zachim La Adam, is that it can't be on someone else's plights. The concept of Kriya can't be on someone else's loss. But Shlichus is exactly the cost of Shlichus could be. That's the Pashtus in Rashi Shita. That's what Pashit. At any rate, Taisus disagrees. Taisus and the Rosh disagree. Taisus says, even if you make someone a Shliach, he can't grab for you, but Mokim Shachav Bachrini. Chidish Otzim. If somebody owes me money, I can't make a Shliach to grab for me if it's Chav Bachrini. I can make a shliach, let him grab for me, and someone else shows up and he says he owes me money, I'll have to share it with him. The Tzav Lachrini Shlichus doesn't work. Tremendous Siddish of Taisus. And we grab the Pasmai Taisus, the right place in the Pasmai Taisus in the Rosh. That Taisus of Achayv does not help the Mokam, even if you made a shliach, Mokam Shachar Bachim.
What's the chat about
What's the difference is the Leiva gives him willingly? The Leiva has, the Tevis Hanna of his money belongs to the Leiva. And therefore the Leiva has ownership and he could do it. He could do it. Mistam, the Leiva could even make a Shliach himself. Could be.
He
should be telling him what we're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
He should be telling to study if he's doing it or he's doing it. Rashi certainly should be telling to study. Tosis maybe could work by everybody. If the Parsha Shlichus wasn't said, I thought that the whole Kiddush should. Now we go back to Leib Yehuda. Leib Yehuda has a tshuva. This is an early tshuva. This is Simon Beis. And as opposed to the Kiddush we said yesterday, which is Dan Barichos, this he says, at least initially, he says it very briefly. Now listen carefully to Leib Yehuda. Leib Yehuda says that if you make a shliach to give a get to a woman against her will, same thing we discussed yesterday, but a totally new cheshbon. If you make a shliach to give a get to a woman bal karcha, so the night of Yehuda, it doesn't work. Because it's chav lachini. It's a chav to the woman. The woman doesn't want it. The woman wants, she should be able to get mezainis. She doesn't want to get. So if the woman is masking to the get, it's not chav lachini, you could do shliach lailacha. But call the man, the woman is not happy, she doesn't want to get. How could you give a get through a shliach? Like Tosfos, I be mokin dechav lachrini. There is no shlichus, and there's no mikud zachar nashe. Obviously, right? Mikud zachar nashe, you can't be zechar again. Mikud zachar nashe, what can be zachar nashe?
Baal could give it himself.
The Baal still could give it himself. The Baal could give it himself, but. But the shliach, there's no parsha shlichus. I thought about it. So I just want to point out one thing. This night of Yehuda is a bigger chiddush than yesterday's. Yesterday's night of Yehuda was after Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom. After Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom became an aveir and shlichus bar aveir. Here, the Yehuda says even before Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom, even Dina the Gemara, where I could give a woman a get bal karach. But to give her a shliach bal karcha, I can't give a get to a woman bal karcha because of the fact that it's chav lachrini and there's no parsha shlichus by chav lachrini like Tosfos. Isha is an
achrini.
Why isn't Isha achrini? She wants to stay married. She wants to stay married. Why anybody wants to stay married to me and wants to give her a get? What? The assumption is that it's a chav to the woman to get a get because of the fact that Yisrael Shalai was in the Sishtein Irisha. Right? That's the Mishnah's assumption. What?
Granted, it might be a physical chav to everything in terms of is that considered?
It's a rechayv, certainly. The Mishnah considers it a rechayv, and if she says, I don't want, then it's a rechayv.
According to your asking
good,
one
second. I have no chance. One second. I mean, not asking good, I'm going to ask what you're asking. One second. What? Very good. Right, first of all, maybe you're the right, Chacham Echad, that was you. He asked him, he said, what do you mean it's chach to the lady? When we started this Gemara, I just told you that if there would be, if there's only one loiva and one malva, there's only one malva. So you can grab for the malva. Why could you grab for the malva? I itzchav to the loiva. He said, the loiva doesn't count. He's the one that's supposed to be paid. Chav lachrini means someone else. So this Chacham Echad told the Leib Yehuda, what do you mean? It's chav lachrini. It's here. It's chav lachrini. The isha. The isha doesn't count. Chav lachrini means to someone else, someone outside of the earth. There's someone else. There's someone else. But in a typical case, it's not chav to someone else. It's just the two parties themselves. That shouldn't be chav lachrini. So Rebbe Yehuda says, you follow the argument. Rebbe Yehuda's taina, the Chacham Echad's taina is chav lachrini means is a third party who has a chayv from this transaction between the two. In the case of the get, there's no third party, it's just these two people.
In the case of Evan, it's only two people.
What?
In the case of Evan, it's only two people, it's a chav lachrini to the other.
Okay, it's the answer. Now, Yehuda answers, it's not true. Why, by loiva, isn't it considered chav achrini for the loiva? I asked you this when we started the Gemara. Why it says chav achrini, the loiva has to pay? So everyone said, the loiva is mechuyif to pay. Since he's mechuyif to pay, that's why it's not chav achrini. He owes money, he's mechuyif to pay. So the Nei Deb Yehuda, the Isha, is not mechuyif to take a get. She's allowed to try to run away. If she knows her husband wants to give her a get, she knows the entire is... It gets chal ba'al karcha, she's allowed to run away. Torah's not mechayif to be available. There's no Zakta Nabi Yehuda here, it is chal ba'achrini, because the ish is not mechayif to take a get. And yes, she's not mechayif to take a get, so the... So I'm right, because Nabi Yehuda, my thing is... What?
That's not mechayif to take the money. He made your money, but he doesn't have it.
And you have to pay the money. Mitzvah, priest lachay mitzvah.
Yeah, but if you
give it, the labor is losing the money. The mom is happy to take the money. That case is where the labor is the one that's
wrong. According to Rashi, this would work though.
According to. Yes, not according to Rashi. It's all according to Tysus. This whole thing is a bite on Tysus. He says, you passed on Tysus in the Rashi. This Nabi Yehuda is in Chelek Aleph, Ebenezer Simon Bays. It's about half a paragraph. Second or third paragraph, the Pasi brings our Gemara. He calls it a Chiddush Shalai Reisi B'Shem Paisik. He writes that Chiddush Shalai Reisi B'Shem Paisik, that it doesn't help to give a get Bar Koch of an Isha through a Shriach because it's Chav Lechi. Nope, it's a Fesh Gemara and Gittin. Can I get that? Okay. Okay, the Gemara, there are a few Gemaras. We had a Gemara in Daf Yud, Amid Aleph. The Gemara was probably not making a very lumdisha point. The Gemara at that point was just saying, remember we had three things that are Shava, Gitei Nashim, and Gitei Avad, and Shechar Avadim. The Gemara said it only counted things that are Isa, the Kiddushin, and not things that are only things that are less of the Kiddushin, and it's Isa B'Kiddushin like the Tani. The Gemara said, Shlichus Ba'Karcha B'Gerishin Isa B'Kiddushin Lesa. Fresh Gemara. Shlichus Ba'Karcha B'Gerishin Isa. Shlichus Ba'Karcha is B'Gerishin. B'Kiddushin Lesa. So it's the Fresh Gemara. There's another Gemara later in the Masechta. The Fresh Gemara that it's Shaykh. So this they asked the Nei Deb Yehuda, and his response is printed in the Chelek Beis of the Nei Deb Yehuda, Ebenezer Simon Kof Yod. So he says, that Gemara will zetzayin in a case where it's not a chav to the Isha. What's the case? Let's say she's only mu'resas. She only had erisin. She didn't have nesuin. If they erisin, you're not mechuyif to give on the zaynus. So it could be talking about an isha who's mu'resas. For her, again, it's not chav lachrini. It's not a chayif to her to receive a get. And since it's not a chayif for her to receive a get, therefore, Shlichus works by Karcha. He says, it's a chayv. She becomes a grusha. She becomes also to a chayv. So you say it is a chayv to her to get a get. Right, we're trying to figure out a case where it's not a chayv to the woman to get a get. So you're saying she's mureses. She's not entitled to the zionist. The question is, she becomes also to a chayv. So Rabbi Yehuda says, it's mishkachas law. What happens if she's already also to a chayv? And she's a grusha from before. Or a Zayna, or a Ger, Geris. So you could have a Chetimsa with Ger. All the Gemara says is that Isa, that it's possible to have Shlichus Bakar of a Gerish. It's possible to Shlichus Bakar of a Beit. If it's not a Chayv, how is it not a Chayv? After Zatzanah, in such a case, where it's not a Chayv because she's not entitled to the Zayna, she's only Muresas, and she's not going to become us the Chayv, she's just the Chayv anyway. So this, there is such a Chetimsa. This is an idea of this Teretz. What?
Don't
What about in a case where she's under the tzeveya? You're right. I mean, the Gemara's case. Gemara, she's under the tzeveya.
She doesn't want it for no reason?
Well, she doesn't want it. She's saying, for me it's a chayv. For me it's a chayv. Why is it a chayv? It's a busha for me to get a guest. It's
still
about a kach. It's a chayv. Is it a chayv if a woman just says, I don't want? That's a chayv. Even though logically, chayv, she says, I still hope to work things out. I hope. She's not losing, but she's saying, I don't want. Okay, that's not called chayv. Okay.
Well, there is some hope, but she still gets
divorced
in 12 months,
or not? Ah, oh, the kasha. Has this kasha bothered me? This kasha, it's a loss. Right now, she has guaranteed income in the rest of her life, starting from 12 months from now. It's pretty good. Guaranteed. Still fine.
Well,
if I were posting a check from a good source for 12 months from now, why isn't it a good source?
Guaranteed.
Maybe he plans to give her a gift. See, he's saying this in like 12 months, so probably can't have to give it again in person. Okay, Al-Kapadim, this is the second Leib Yehuda. This is like yesterday's Leib Yehuda. Is a chiddush. This maybe is a big chiddush. This maybe is saying that you can't even deem it a Gemara. You can't give a get bakar chavish. There's a chumnach some sefer. He was asked about this maybe Yehuda chiddush. It's a chelak aleph Evan Ezer Simon Kufnun. It's a very interesting tshuva. Maybe Yehuda said that if you give a get to one bakar chav, it's not chal. Why? Because today's reason is because it's chav lachrini, and you can't make a shliach to be chav lachrini. The Sam Sefer says that it's not true that a woman can just run away and not take a get. When a woman gets married, like that's Moshe Yisrael, part of dinei, that means she's agreeing to all dinei given the kedushin, which includes Medin Torah, which would include that she has to accept to get Bar Karcha. She has to accept Bar Karcha. She doesn't have to be happy about it, but she, just like a loiv is Meshubba to pay a malva, and we said it's not Kabbalah Rini because the loiv is Meshubba to the malva. So for some cipher, exactly the same thing. She may not be happy about it, but part of marriage, the Torah Shtel Davek, that a man can give a get to a woman, Bakacha. You don't like it, you don't like it. That's the only institution of marriage we have. And you have to be available to accept a get. Memela, Zlachta Sam Sefer, this is Shenayi Yehuda says that in Dina de Gemara, it doesn't work. I disagree. Dina de Gemara, it would work. But, this man has there, if the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon, a woman is not mechuyif to accept the get bakarcha anymore. After the chayr rabbeinu gershim, it's not part of marriage, the understanding she has to accept the bakarcha. Fakir, rabbeinu gershim was misakin that they have to have some settlement. They have to be some settlement before a divorce. Zotach sam seifa bizman hazeh, I'll be maskim to the noid of Yehuda Zisai. That bizman hazeh is called chav lachrin. Which means the Chassam Sefer sort of has the best of both worlds. You can ask me for Gemara and Daf Yud or anywhere else. That Gemara is going before Chayim Rabbeinu Gershim. Before Chayim Rabbeinu Gershim, it's not called Chav Lachrin. But this man is there. Afterwards, there, the Rebbe Yehuda is right. And you can't give a get to a woman about Kor Chayidei Shliach, Hayyais, that it's Chav Lachrini, and the woman was not Mishabed herself to take it, she was Mechuyev to take it. So therefore, the Chassam Sefer, the bottom line, agrees with the Psak, yesterday's Psak in the Leib Yehuda, that at least the Zman Hazeh, you can't give a woman a get Bal Karcha. So it's an interesting coincidence that in the same Amid we have the two different Leid of Yehudas, both the same Shaila, giving a get to an Isha Bal Kocha through a Shliach. From yesterday's discussion about Tzei Shliach with Varavera, and today's results Chavachrini, which are totally separate in Yonim, just coincidentally we have them both here in the same study. Okay, the Taisus Begitei Noshim. The Taisus here is bothered by the fact that it's hard to say a rule. He says, Yerushalmi, that you can't say a rule. Every Eved, it's a Slytherin to go free. And every Isha, it's a Chayfa to go. Everything depends on the Zionists. The Mishnah makes it sound like everything depends on the Zionists. So Taisus says, not so. Sometimes you have an Eved who's very happy. He's living in a house where he's treated well, and he's very happy. And sometimes you have an Isha who it's not worth it for her, even with the Mizaynus, she's unhappy. So this is Taisus, this is Yerushalmi's kasha. How can you make a rule? So Yerushalmi's teretz, which Taisus quotes, is not so clear how he's answering the question. The words, the way the Mashal explains, are the following, that in Heved, in the house of his Adon, even if he's very happy, he's not guaranteed anything. But he can sell him tomorrow. So the fact that he's happy yesterday and the day before and even today is not a raya that it's a chay for him to go free. Because just like the Adon could free him, the Adon could sell him. So the mail is very good. The kasha was that I have to make a rule for an Eved. I could make a rule for an Eved. Eved's life is hanging by a thread, so the Adon could just sell him to a cruel person who will have a miserable life. So that's why an Eved is always a source. What's missing in the Teretz is how you understand Isha. It's all missing from this Teretz. An Isha, a husband can't sell his wife. He can't give his wife to a different husband. Okay, good. How does that answer the question? The question was, some Nashim are better off with a get. There are women in the world who want to be Megoreshes. So how could you make a rule, make such a rule? Maybe for a woman, it should be a schus. So it's not clear, not from Taisus Teretz, not from the Marsha, and even the Teretz Gittin, who explains the Taisus, it's not clear how you get out of the second half of the Kasha. How do you say a rule? All women, it's a chayv. All women, it's a chayv. In Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Mem, the Takatushit, what happens if you have a woman who you know is desperate to get a get? I think the example there is she's married to a man, and the man is not from anymore. He's a mummer. He's not from. She's desperate to get a get from him. Do we say in such a case, Zachin Shalai B'Fanel? Let's say we know she wants a get. She's trying desperately to get a get. And now I call to the husband. I tell him, please give a get. I appeal to him. He says, okay, I'll do it right now. I say, right now, write a get, give it to me. Does that work or does it not work? So the Ramah brings a machlokes, and in such a case you could say zachin or not. Svara would be it's a schus, right? Svara would be it's a schus, right? There's no most women it's not a schus to have a gesh. What? No, I mean, there's no shliach. This shliach is not bad. Talking to Kiftir's beef, she didn't make me a shliach. Can I do a Petera Sphia? So I guess we wouldn't say Batla Daita, because any woman in this situation would feel this way. She's not an unusual woman. Any woman in such a situation would feel this way. And then he brings the Yesh Machmirin, which is hard to understand. What's the svara of the Yesh Machmirin? Why should it not be a shliach for her? It's all hard to understand. Why should it not be a schus for her? What's the tzedek? Not a schus. Because she'll have lemeisav tandum, lemeisav aramalum. It's such a lashon. She said already she wants a get. Yeah. I don't know. It's not true that it's better to be married to anybody. It's not absolute truth. It's a general rule that women are happy. Because of the money issue. The money is a problem.
That's what we say. They go to tshuva, but right now. So I'm not clear what the svara of the Yesh Machmirin is. It reminds me, we had in Kiddushin a rush. The rush said that if you overheard someone saying, "Oh, I wish I could marry Pliny," you could go and be Makadish with Teres Chia. It's a tshuva, a rush. If you overheard someone saying, "Oh, I wish I could marry Pliny," you can go be Makadish with Teres Achim La'adam. We questioned whether the person wants to do it himself. Most people would rather have the honor of being Makadish to the woman themselves. Like if you heard that your friend plans to propose tonight, so you go running to his Al-Sia, you propose in his place, and he's not going to say that. So, I don't know, it's a little, the whole Tshuva Sarash, but Lamaisa, the Rosh says, Zachin works, depending if you know what you heard the person say. So that would seem to fit. And over there, there was no Machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. So it was brought, not Nesuin, but Erisin. But, alright, so I'm not so sure. But Al Kapanim, it comes, seems to come out tight to this, tight to Kasha, that the Yesh Makilim is saying, Yemachinani, on the Kedushin, you're right, if she's married to Mukashin, and it's a Swiss for her, and Achinami, it works. We're just saying a general rule. That would seem to be how they learned, at least in that text. Okay.